Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 15, letter number 5760, Baruch Hashem, the 23rd day of Elul, Tavshin Zayin, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So this person wrote to the Rebbe about the lack of discipline, I guess, in the school, as needed. There's a lack of discipline, and people are not, are not properly behaving fully. So the Rebbe writes like this, Shalom Uvracha. I'm responding to your letter of Tuesday in which you write about the lack of discipline as needed, etc. So the Rebbe says for sure you should consult with the educators that are there, because the Rebbe says a lot hinges on the character of the people that in every country and country in the youth, there is a predisposition, an attitude of students of different youth, the way they are in different countries. But the Rebbe said the common denominator in every place to do is to put from amongst the students themselves, make them as supervising on the discipline. And the Rebbe says, you know, sometimes they say an expression, the Rebbe doesn't say it, you give the thief the key. So in order to achieve that, is the Rebbe says, make those who are not so disciplined, make them in charge on the discipline. Those who are not so disciplined, give them the role of making sure that there is a discipline. And the Rebbe says, perhaps you can put a monitor, I think the Rebbe is talking about a parnas chodesh, meaning every month put in another person who's in charge for the discipline of that month, and similarly. So the Rebbe says if they themselves are interested now in discipline because they are in charge for the discipline, so this will be like the sages tell us. They say from the forest itself comes the axe that chops the forest, you know. In other words, the wood for the axe that ends up chopping the forest. Where does it come from? It comes from the forest. So it's actually the forest itself is being chopped. So you get the discipline from the students themselves, that those students that are not disciplined, they should be the ones that are bringing about the discipline. And the Rebbe says, maybe make it on a monthly basis. So the Rebbe says, have them be in charge of the discipline. Then they will make sure that it really works. As the new year is coming upon us, the Rebbe wishes him, for him, and express my blessing to you and all that's yours. A blessing, a ksivach simatoiva, shanatoiva mesuka, both physically and spiritually. The Rebbe ends with blessings for good news. So, complaining to the Rebbe about the discipline in the school, the Rebbe says, consult with the other educators, because sometimes in certain places, you know, I've heard it, my father used to tell me this also, that the Rebbe once said to one of the rabbis who was complaining to the Rebbe about discipline, so the Rebbe says, well, in Russia it was different, the people from the Soviet Union, because over there, everybody knew that you have to accept it was a discipline. You know, you have to be afraid from the policemen, from the higher-ups, the authority. You know, that was ingrained. So people didn't have a problem accepting the yoke, you know, of Hashem or being disciplined in school. But Rebbe says in America, no, it's just the opposite. We tear everybody down. It's the disrespect. That's the prevailing attitude. So the Rebbe says, can't expect an American kid to have that same sort of, he's not predisposed. But the Rebbe says, try to put in from, the Rebbe's idea is to put in from the students themselves, and especially those who are not so disciplined, give them the job for the discipline. Maybe, you know, starting on time, doing things, whatever, I'm not sure exactly what they were talking about. If you put them in charge, then that will make it once a month to change it, the Parnas Chodesh, as the Rebbe advises, and the Rebbe blesses them for a ksiba v'chsimatova shana toiva mesuka.